Amen. Praise the Lord. Our destiny is to enter into the veil, to be in the dear presence with God, that we could pray according to His heart desire, and that carry out His will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our destination is into the glory. Amen. So we will continue to the overview of the lessons on prayer. So this week we will go into chapter 15 and chapter 16. The subject of chapter 15 is life in the nation and prayer. And 16 is the necessity for prayer to be in restoration. So chapter 15 is a continuation of chapter 13 and 14. Because it talks, so chapter 13 talking about like we have to go through the cross, and chapter 14 we're talking about we have to have the bread of life in the tabernacle. And chapter 15 is continue because there is another furniture in the tabernacle in the holy place, that is the golden lampstand. Amen. So this is in the Old Testament type, but it should be our reality. And everyone who goes before God must pass through cross, must enjoy and experience Christ as life to such an extent that they are able to bring with them the Christ they have enjoyed and set Him before God. And we must also experience Christ as light to the extent that they become the illumination within. So we have to be those that can have the light supply and have the light of light in order to pray according to God's heart. Amen. So if we enter into the holy place, there's no natural light. The only light there is from the burning of the golden lampstand. And that's a type of the subjective experience of Christ. Because how does the burning come from? It's from the beaten olive oil. So it has to have the subjective experience such that it can be burning. And the golden lampstand itself is a beaten work. So all this is signify that in order to pray in the illumination of life, there should be such a spiritual experience. And how does we get life? Light. Praise the Lord. In Him was life. And the life was the light of man. And the life illumination comes from such experience of the Lord as life. And it has function in two aspects. The first aspect, it will shine in us deeply and expose our motivation, our desire, and even our spiritual condition. Our spirit pliable and calm before the Lord. This is a deep shining, and it will shine to the extent that we have the realization only the blood of the Lord is our hiding place. And we, brother used the word, to me, it's a new word to me, it's a prostrate, prostrate. That means, in translation in Chinese, pu dao. That means we fell down before the Lord because of the shining of light. And that is extracted in the Daniel chapter 9. So Daniel is a man of prayer. But how does he pray? He first prostrate himself before the Lord. He brings all the entire people of Israel before the Lord. And then there's some shining. That's the positive aspect of that shining. Because when the light shines, not only we be put fully exposed, but it also bring us the guidance, the burden, the word and utterance for prayer. That's how Daniel prayed. Because once he confessed, he bring himself and the children of Israel before the Lord, and the light starts shining in him. And what he prayed, his prayer is, oh Lord, for your sake, For your sake, shine your face on your sanctuary. Amen. For your sake, like do something for your people.
Amen.
Amen. And this kind of prayer is weighty and of like high value before the Lord. And that will compel the Lord to do something.
Amen.
Amen. So praise the Lord. We can all enter into such experience.
Amen.
Amen. And like once we are have like a shining of light and we pray according to the burden illuminated through the light, then we will have like such a peace. Outwardly, we might be like still be either under some attention or that because we have to try to learn that that's not the center. That's like we should trust in the inward peace once we pray according to our burden. And that's like we need to learn and practice. So like brotherly, like in the end of that chapter, like encourage us to be diligent to learn to be illuminated by life and learn to be enlightened within and deal with until we prostrate ourselves under the shining of light and learn also to pray before God in accordance with the positive work of the enlightenment. Pray until we feel at ease and restful within. Then we could just be at peace and we have to pray less and we will see that our prayer is acceptable to God and that we are peaceful, restful men as well as the illuminated ones.
Amen.
Amen. So this is chapter 15. And chapter 16 is also a continuation of chapter 13, 14, and 15 because it talks about our prayer should be in resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. So if we look at the type in the Old Testament, so like the tabernacle has the outer court, has the holy place and the holy of holies. And like everything belongs to the outer court is on earth, and then everything belong in the holy place and the holy of holy is in heavenly and is in resurrection. And if we look at the component of the incense, the priest burned before God, the principal component is frankincense. And what does the frankincense signify in the Bible? Is signified in resurrection. And when the priest burning the incense, it's signified the prayer, before God. So we can see, from Zechariah, Luke 1, 9 to 10, when Zechariah is praying, also the people, the Zechariah are burning the incense, but the people are praying. And Amen. Amen. So, in this type, we must see that man's prayer before God must in resurrection. But what is resurrection? Resurrection, the brother gave us three aspects. Resurrection meaning to be raised from death. So what does that mean? Is that whatever is not in harmony with God, is not of God, and we cannot last eternally, is completely terminated once it goes into death. But which is of God, which is compatible with God, and eternally existing can pass through death and emerge in resurrection. So, and also, resurrection is God, because in John 11:15, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And when we pray in resurrection, that means we pray in life, and is to pray in God who fears not death, and to pray in God who passed through death and still lives. And the third aspect is resurrection as being the Holy Spirit. So what does it mean being Holy Spirit? Is like only those in the Holy Spirit are able to touch the reality of resurrection. Because we, like in the lessons covered before, so we're talking about the mind of prayer, the emotional prayer, and the will of prayer. All this item is not just the human element. It's the process that has gone to the renewal and it bring into resurrection. And when we pray, you have to utilize all those faculties in resurrection such that we could issue the prayer in resurrection. And in the chapter 16, brother gave many practical examples, like a prayer in resurrection and prayer not in resurrection. And a brother also explains why that's in Romans 8:26. Sometimes the spirit will groan within us because we are in such a condition that we really need to be brought into resurrection. Amen. So it's really like prayer is entirely a matter between the two altars, offering altar and the incense altar. Anything that is condemned of God, anything that is incompatible with God, and anything that cannot last internally must be dealt with and terminate at the offering altar. And we need to burn the incense before God with the fire taken from the altar of burnt offering. It is, we don't need to worry about having like a face concerning anything, because when we pray, God is our face. And surely God will answer any prayer that is in resurrection. We only need to learn the lesson of the death and resurrection and to pray under that principle. Then we will have the guidance to pray, the words to pray, and the faith of prayer. And if we are in resurrection, we cannot help but believe, and God will certainly answer our prayer. And the chapter 16 concludes with a very sober warning. So it's talking about Korah burning incense, but it's not acceptable to God, and they even bring in spiritual death. But what if we cooperate with the Lord and we learn to offer prayers in resurrection that will be acceptable to God, and such prayer will have authority and be of value. Praise the Lord, we have all the provision. We have the cross, and we have the bread of life, and we have the shining of the golden lampstand, and we have the incense as the resurrection. And what we need to do is enter into such an experience. And the Lord is willing and able. He is a real trainer. And if we are open, He will guide us into such a reality. Amen. And what we need to do is, in our personal time, in our group time, and even in the time like a church prayer meeting, we all come and practice to prayer through the cross, prayer in life, prayer with the illumination of light, and prayer in resurrection. Amen. And the Lord will guide us into such a reality. Amen. Praise the Lord.